United States.
I don't say all humans are evils.
All right, this is Indie Media Radio in San Francisco, and today we are on the line with Sarah James, who is a member of the Gwich'in people, an Alaskan Native people, and she is in Washington right now. Welcome to the show.
Hello. Thank you. I'm here in Washington, D.C.
Could you give folks a little background on where you're from and the people that you're representing?
Yes. My name is Sarah James, and I'm from Arctic Village, Alaska. Arctic Village is located about 110 miles northeast of Arctic Circle, and in Alaska, most northern Indian village. And there's 15 villages I represent as a Gwich'in Steering Committee. I represent Gwich'in Steering Committee, and Gwich'in Steering Committee represent 15 villages which locate in northeast Alaska and north of Yukon Territory and some of the Mackenzie Delta area of Northwest Territory. There's 15 villages signed on against the oil and gas development of the coastal plain of the Arctic National Wildlife Refuge since 1988, and we're united on this issue. And there's about 7,000 of us, and we've been united since 1988. And we're Gwich'in people, we're caribou people, porcupine caribou people. We call it porcupine because it crosses a river called Porcupine. So there's 15 villages, and we speak the same language, and there's a border, Canadian-U.S. border between us, but we're one nation of people with language, relation, and depend on caribou, porcupine caribou. That's where I'm coming from.
And could you tell us a little bit about what's going on in Congress right now? Is there legislation that you're lobbying for or against?
Yes, since 1988, we've been united and been directed by Gwich'in elders that we do it in a good way, no compromise, and we did good. We won 8 battles, hard battles, since 1988, but we don't know why they bring it back up again, even though this is a public interest land, and the American already spoken 8 times, and right now it's threatened than ever because of Hurricane Katrina and because of the oil price going up. But it's not going to help any of that oil price or Louisiana. What we lost in Louisiana is there's not enough oil up there to replace that. And right now, it's threatened than ever because Bush administration. So we, right now, it's in a national budget. They put it into national budget. That's where it's sitting. It's going through what they call a reconciliation process, which means that it's going through where they're going to make a law to make it so it leased to the oil company. So we still have time on to convince your congressional people to vote right through the process or vote against budget bill if the refuge is still in it. And you can always ask your congressional people to take the refuge out of the budget bill, vote against any legislation that have Arctic National Wildlife Refuge in it. And we can't do that. This is not a done deal. We got a long ways to go. So we ask people to do that. That's why I'm here in Washington, D.C., holding vigil. There's people from around the country are solidarity with Gwich'in, mainly Native American, because they can relate to of what happened to the buffalo and with the Plains Indians, being buffalo people, and we're caribou people, and they can relate these things, and they can relate with sacred site was because that place we're talking about it, which in people like we call it that means where the life began. And it's a place for a birthplace, and any birthplace should be protected, and not only for the caribou, but many other life forms like bears and grizzly and whale and fish and caribou and eagle and white fox, Arctic fox, and white eagle, white owl and bald eagle, and many, many birds and ducks that fly from all over the world come up there to nest every year. So everybody, this is public land, so we really need to protect this all together because this is a national issue. This is a environmental issue. And this is human rights issue versus oil because Gwich'in people are caribou people. And we believe we never came from anywhere. We always been up there where Creator put us there to take care of that part of the world. And we believe we did fine because the ecosystem still works. And we didn't come from anywhere, and we're not going anywhere. We're there to stay.
Could you tell us a little bit about what some of the effects might be if they were to move forward with oil exploration in the Arctic wilderness? What kind of effects would that have on the land and on the people who live there?
Yes. As everybody knows it by now that global warming, climate change is real in the Arctic, and that's one thing. It's by causing by the way we use fossil fuel. We got to learn how to, reuse, refuse, and recycle, and we need to learn how to use less oil, and that's one thing. And then, if there's ever a development up there in the calving ground or the birthplace or it will affect the calf. It's only safe and healthy place for them to have their calf there, the caribou. It's right in the coastal plain of the Arctic National Wildlife Refuge. And anyway, if they get, like, for example, we live with the caribou for thousands of years, and we don't bother them during the calving time or post-calving or calving time or nursing time because that's their time with their young ones. And then if there is a disturbance to them, then they have to go up a foothill where it's too cold. The predators are up there, and then they go close to the shore that's too cold, and there's no food, and the predators are there like polar bears. So they really need that one place. And if they move or if they get disturbed, then the calf going to die, and that's how they eventually going to die off. So and we're caribou people. We do caribou dance, caribou song. We tell caribou story. And caribou is everything to us. 75% of our diet is still wild meat. And most of it is caribou. And it's tools. It's our tools. There's a tool that's in Ottawa Museum dated back to maybe 30,000, they think. So we really, caribou in Gwich'in been coincide for thousands of years and protect that area. Go ahead.
You mentioned that there have been other Native people who've been in solidarity with your fight. Has there been any other support? Now that you've taken this to Washington, is anyone else? Are any other groups working on this issue with you?
Yes, all the time, and we're side by side with environmentalists because this is public interest land. So we work side by side, but we always address the human rights issue by ourselves, and they address public interest rights. And we do have resolution with NCAI, which is made up of most of the tribe. And we do have resolution with a tribe in we do have support letter from about 120 tribe in Alaska. And we have a solidarity with the churches because they can relate to human rights. And some public interest group like Reformed Jew, they can relate with genocide. And we have resolution like that on human rights. And we have solidarity with the tribe and churches and public interest group. And then on public interest land, there's environmentalists that really addressing this issue for recreation reason or animals and scenic and stuff like that. But to us, it's the human rights because our life based on it.
And are there any specific oil companies that are looking to profit and exploit the Arctic Wildlife Refuge?
Yeah, that's, to us, oil company, they're all alike. And they're out for the short-time benefit, these big oil company, and it seems like I can't tell them apart because they're all alike. But right now, what don't make sense to me is that Alaska oil is owned by BP, which is a foreign oil, British Petroleum, and they also have a law in place in Alaska which shipped the oil to Japan. So all these things just don't add up. What you hear in the news is not true because just to convince you that they need this oil because of high gas price and now what we lost in Louisiana. But there is not enough oil up there. It's not going to flow until 10 years from now. And there's a lot of other treaties that need to be honored between the Canadian and U.S. that's already, had treaty on a lot of things, caribou, polar bears, and all these other all these animals that migrate back and forth through the border. And we do, we do have agreement on protection of the caribou between Canada and U.S. And Canada has been our good alliance since the beginning in 1988. And the government of Canada, government of Yukon Territory, government of Northwest Territory are solely against the oil and gas development of the Arctic National Wildlife Refuge. And the oil company would say they have 20 years experience, but it's not enough. What we say is that no technology is safe for a birthplace. And what that global warming is real in Alaska, and it'll be real for the rest of the world if we keep consuming and the way we doing with our energy, and we need to go alternative to solar or wind energy, which is clean energy.
Now, have you been able to meet with any Congress people since you've been in Washington?
Since 1988, I have met with a lot of congressional people, and like for last eight time that we went, I'll say that it's been an honor to work with a Democrat because I'll say that they're the reason that my neck's been saved. My people haven't been developed, and so is the environmentalist. So just recently I met with McCain, and looked like he's more concerned about other sources of energy besides wind or solar energy, which is nuclear, and because there haven't been any accident, and that's not a good reason enough for me or other people that was there meeting with him, and he do need to hear from his constituent, and that's what he keep bringing up that he's concerned with his constituent, and we do have resolution with Navajo, almost all the tribe and throughout the Arizona, and I reminded him that. So people do need to call McCain so he can vote right.
Yeah, certainly. And probably anyone else listening elsewhere should call their representatives or senators.
Yes, we encourage everybody to call their congressional people to keep the refuge out of any legislation that will drill the Arctic National Wildlife Refuge and drill and vote against a budget bill, with a refuge in it against on the budget bill.
Do you have any kind of website or any source for people who want to get involved and find out more about the issues here?
Yes. Right now, I've been here in Washington, D.C. since August 11, and we've been holding vigil outside a Native American museum. There's a little park there, and we've been doing that. This is on the fourth week, and we've been getting a lot of good reception from people that come and stop by our table, and our website is www.drumforthearcticrefuge.info, and another one is www.guchinsteeringcommittee.org.
Okay. Yeah, I just actually was in D.C. About a month ago, and I was able to visit that Native American Museum. It's pretty amazing exhibits that they have inside there.
Yes, they do have a good museum there, and it's been, Native American Museum is not part of this vigil, but the vigil is right outside of the museum, and we get all kinds of interesting people there.
Yeah, I'm sure it's still tourist season, so there's probably still folks coming through. Well, I'm glad that you're able to have a presence there at the Native American Museum.
Yeah, we're saying at that vigil is that we pray, drumming for the refuge, dancing, drumming, and singing for the refuge, and we're celebrating that. Arctic Refuge is still healthy and still wild and is still real up there. And for the time being, we're trying to tell people it's worth celebrating for Arctic Refuge, and we need a prayer, and we hold prayer every morning, and it's an open mic. You're welcome to come to our vigil and give a song, or in your community throughout the nation, do action toward saving the refuge any ways and means, and request a song for Arctic Refuge in your radio, put it on your phone machine, however means you can get this message loud and clear to the congressional people here in Washington, D.C. They need to hear that from general public. This is public interest land. It belongs to each and every one of us, and it's for our kids. That's what we're doing this for. It's not like our elders back home. They said, it's not only for Kuchin, it's not only for Caribou, it's for the world, because the place is still alive, and it's wild, and it's natural. And we need to keep these places special places for our children, our future generation. And that's what we're doing it for.
Sarah, thank you so much for joining us tonight.
Yes. Can I say something?
Oh, sure.
Yeah. I say, I have talked to you now, and thank you for listening, and to listen to me to protect a birthplace. and we call that place where the life began. And on behalf of the elders and our children of the Gwich'in Nation, I'm honored to tell my story.
I understand that you have someone else there, Peter Solomon.
Yes, I'd like him to come on to this radio.
Okay, great. Thank you.